This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are the most vile, racist people on the planet, and worse than that, they manufacture racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, you name it, they manufacture it. I will prove it to you today as I do each and every day. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This happens to be the radio portion of what we do. Go check out the KevinJacksonNetwork.com for all the things that we do because you will be very impressed. And even when you go there, I promise you, there's more behind the scenes. We are the most effective pound-per-pound organization in the country in fighting leftism. Don't even give me a fraction of the budgets of some of these other organizations. I would blow your mind with what we would accomplish, and we're going to get it. We are going out there, talking to people now, putting the word out about what we do, because enough is enough. Melissa said to me, get on the road, go talk to folks, go show them what we do. And the reason why we want to do this is because our mission is high touch. It isn't ethereal. It's not in the vapor. It is touching people's lives. One Urban Voice will help inner city at-risk families to become whole families, to raise functional children who are prepared to deal with society in real life terms. Our programs in education will erase this idea of identity. It will make us have one national identity of Americans and human beings and loving mankind, and make it impervious, these children impervious to the nonsense that they're going to learn from these leftist teachers until we can get rid of those leftist teachers. That is my goal. And we are going to, you will be able to look at quantitative numbers. When we sponsor a kid through our program, we call it C-Prep to help them get into college or vocational school, you will be able to track this person and say, how are they doing? We are the most accountable, transparent group of all of them, and we do it with the least amount of funding. And I tell you this because I want you to understand, if you decide to support us in whatever fashion, and if you go to the website, you can give through our donation program at the Black Sphere Alliance, which is tax deductible, or you can give your dollars to us through our LLC. Either way it goes, that money is used to do what we tell you. I'm not driving around in a McLaren. My cars are old. I'm renting a house. I don't even know if I can afford to get a house pretty soon because of Biden and inflation, these inflated housing prices and these interest rates that look like they're going to go through the roof. It's okay. I'll bide my time. I'll bide my time. We're doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Why? Because I want to protect your First Amendment rights. And I'm willing to put my butt on the line to go talk about LGBT and all this other nonsense and Black Lives Matter and all these other people. I'm willing to put my butt and my life on the line because you know the left doesn't like it. They don't like it. And they will hurt you. See, that's the thing about the left. They don't just threaten. They will kill you. So there you go. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. 8255. Breeding racism. Breeding it, creating it, manufacturing it. That's what I want to talk about with this New York City shooter. And let me tell you, before they ever announced who this shooter was, I knew this shooter was a black person. More than likely a black male. Why? Because 50 out of 50-50 chance. 50% of the violent crimes in America are committed by black males. Now, Kevin, you're racially... Yeah, I am. I'm racially profiling, but I'm also looking at what Democrats create. They create hatred. Democrats want people to hate this country. You know what we stand for as conservatives? We say God, country, and family. Now, you may say God, family, country, whatever. Generally, God comes first. Let me tell you what Democrats want. They want you to hate God, they want you to hate family, and they want you to hate country. You don't have to believe me. Just look at what they do. Look at the things that they do and tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm here. I'm here all day. So this dude, what's his name? Frank James or Jane. I don't know what his name is. But he was an ethnocentric racist created by the Democrats. Oh, people will disagree. Oh, come on, Kevin. You know, he did whatever. It was born of his experiences or whatever. No, it wasn't. He was created. This man couldn't live experiences in this country and hate it and want to shoot white people. White people, the only way this man encountered white people and they were, you know, did something bad to him was because of him. He doesn't want to, the Democrats don't want to tell you this. I'm giving you the truth up in here. Yes, right, up in here. Mm-hmm. We're going to get ethnic. If I got to get ethnic with you, I will. But let me tell you, you're going to get the truth. This guy has no reason to hate this country. He's been trained to hate it. All these people, these rebellious LGBTQ folks, they are trained to trigger you to hate God. Oh, God, they want you to believe, and I'm jumping off on a tangent here for just a second, but they want you to believe that your disdain for their lifestyle is God, you know, your religious beliefs around how they should live is God's hatred of them, and therefore you hate them, so they have a reason to hate you. They have a twisted logic. Listen to this guy when he talks about white people and black people. I couldn't give you, well, you know what we'll do? Because I'm going to run out of time if I play the clip. When I come back, I'm going to play this clip and I'm going to dissect it for you. I will show you how this guy is so twisted in his logic that you will have nowhere. If you heard the clip, I don't think you're going to hear anybody evaluate it the way I do, which is why you should stick around. But let me tell you, when you hear this clip, as I explain it to you, you are going to have revelations about other things that, and this is what I love about what I do. This is not about Frank James or whatever his name is, a subway shooter. This is about leftism. The lessons and what he says, what he believes, what he's been taught. I sound like my aunt Pa. Now listen up, nephew. But what he's been taught. And how leftism has become a worm in his brain, and he has ideological thoughts that make absolutely no sense. If anybody sat down with him and said, but explain that to me, he would be, well, man, and you got to understand the capitalization of the capitulation of the manifestation. And you'd be going, what in the world are you talking about, my brother? Well, I'm going to explain it. And I'm going to tell you, this is firmly on the shoulders of leftism, Democrats, and this fake news media, and the so-called progressives.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me. You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you want to know what gender studies, ethnic studies, religious studies gets you in colleges and universities, I give you the New York City subway shooter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Frank James is his name. Ethnocentric racist. Here's what Newsweek said. A federal law enforcement source told Newsweek that a suspect in Tuesday's morning's Brooklyn subway attack was previously known to the FBI and entered into the Guardian Lead system in New Mexico, though he was cleared after multiple interviews in 2019. Hey, thanks a lot, Christopher Ray. Unbelievable. Cleared. I remember when the FBI was a venerable organization that you could trust? The New York Police Department has officially released the name and picture of the 62-year-old man named Frank James, identifying him as a person of interest. Now, we know he's the actual shooter, but this was what was reported at the time. It was unclear, however, if James was suspected of being the perpetrator. That's what they wrote. Now, this dude's been on the watch list. How many times have we said, oh, well, he was on the FBI's watch list. They interviewed him. Okay, look, is there any ramifications in the FBI if you interview a terrorist or a serial killer or whatever, and then we find out later that, you know, the dude ends up doing something, and we find out later you're the person who interviewed him? How about you lose your job? That's incompetence. Or how about at least somebody come in and review the procedure for why we aren't actually taking criminals off the street after the FBI interviews them? I'm thinking this is the best of our law enforcement. That's why they call it the Federal Bureau of Investigation. These guys are morons. Led by Christopher Wray, who's apparently another moron, led by, we all know, the biggest moron in chief that we've had in a long time, Joe Biden, the guy who was cheated into office. And I'll say that until we actually get the real president back in. This is what we're dealing with. I want to play this clip of this ethnocentric racist created by the left, Frank James. And I'm going to dissect this and just explain to you leftism, and I'm going to put it into the whole criminal element and all this other stuff. So this is not just about him. This is not just about the FBI. This is about leftism. This is about the education system. This is so many other things, and I want you to think about this as we dissect what Frank James said in his own words. And here's the first clip.
And I tell the American Negro this, I keep telling you the same thing. White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. You still refuse to understand this.
So let's just start there. Let's start. Let me ask you, do you know any conservatives? I'm talking about true conservatives that say, I don't want any blacks and whites mingling together. I have been in front of the poorest of conservatives to the wealthiest of conservatives, conservative Republicans. And not one of them went, we shouldn't be mixing. There should be no race mixing here. The only discussion of race mixing is with the terror groups of the left, the KKK, the neo-Nazis, who the leftists own, and the Black Lives Matter groups, which is essentially what Frank James is about. And I stopped it there because I want it to be very clear on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You heard me say it, that I have not met a single person, not a Tea Party person, not a Trump supporter, who said, get out of here, Kevin. This is only for white people. Every time I go anywhere, it is a mixture of different folks. I laughed that I was the only black guy at this event, but it was a Jexit event, Jewish Brexit, if you will. And there were Latinos, and there were other people. There was a couple of Asians, you know, but we don't need to count. I jokingly count because I think it's funny. And by the way, very comfortable around all my Jewish friends. Very comfortable. All of them taking pictures with me. Kevin, you know, I appreciate your work. Love what you do. You know, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for fighting a good fight. That's what they say. But this guy says, no, y'all need to stay away from these white folks. These white folks are dangerous, whatever. Hey, I tell you what. Why don't you and Jussie Smollett get together and explain it to me, Frank James? These guys are created. And he believes it. See, Jussie had to fake it. Frank James believes it. He's the guy that's like the person who shot Justice Scalia. He shot Steve Scalise on the baseball field. See, this is that guy. He's a true believer. Why? Are white people hurting him in any way? Short answer, no. You guys have heard me talk about this before. I asked black people many times when I was going to talk on Ferguson. Yeah, man, these cops out there killing black people, and black people, black people, and I go, shut up. Let me tell you something. You know, you and I know, brother to brother, that when you have been messed around in your life, it was no white people involved. None. It was your black family. Or it was your black best buddy. But it was somebody black. And the person who likely bailed you out or helped you out of that situation was white. And you have the nerve to talk smack about white folks. Look, white folks don't need Kevin Jackson protecting them. But I'm going to tell you the truth about it. And you can, Kevin, you just like white people. You can think what you want about me. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Because let me tell you what happened in my life. in almost every instance where I needed a letter. Now, let me tell you this. My black family helped me, too. My brother, I couldn't pay my rent or I needed a little extra change. I got you, bro. Here you go. Here you go. My oldest brother did this for me. And then he finally said one day, he says, hey, you're starting to ask for too much money. You better get some fiscal responsibility. Thank God he did it. Because I did get fiscal responsibility. But he bailed me out multiple times. So there's that. But when I needed big stuff, the first time I ever needed anything big in my life, my best friend, who's black, he bailed me out. I've done it for him. But as it grew bigger and bigger, let me tell you, it was white folks. White folks. When we started my nonprofit, it was a white man that stepped up and said, I'll do it. I'll give you the seed money to do it. Here you go. That's how these things occur. So they can talk about, you know, this guy, he's been taught to believe something that is not even his experience. Go, you can Google it. These are tough to find, but you can find these black kids that are waking up going, man, there's not a white dude in my life that's messing me around. Every time I get screwed over, it's by somebody that looks like me. Now, BLM, they don't want to tell you that. The Democrats don't want to tell you that. They want you to believe that you wake up in the morning plotting. I'm talking about you white folks out there. They want you to believe you wake up in the morning plotting against black folks. I know enough of you to know this. Y'all ain't even thinking about us. not good or bad. You're just like, look, I got my life to lead. When we cross paths, if you are a good person, we will become friends and we can enter the circle of trust. But y'all ain't thinking about us otherwise. But that's not what the left teaches. We come back, we're going to dissect the rest of this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is disputing Russian claims it has seized the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby noting there are still pockets of resistance despite Kremlin claims. The fall of the city would be key for Moscow's campaign to seize the eastern part of Ukraine. Democrats are crediting President Biden with unifying NATO and Western allies in the face of Russian aggression in Ukraine. But Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says this is the wrong way of looking at it.
What has brought NATO closer together over the last 2 months, I suspect, is not so much the skilled diplomacy of Joe Biden, but it is the new perception of a common danger of Russia that posed to NATO members, especially the NATO members who are on the Eastern Front with Russia.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, we're hearing of more atrocities committed by Russian soldiers.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to make up some story about some Jesus and the Bible said dumb shit? They don't see it that way. They hate your guts.
Welcome back, everybody. A continuation of some of the things that Frank James, the subway shooter, said. And what's interesting about this is he's essentially telling black folks, disregard the Bible. Disregard your religious beliefs. White folks are out to get you. So I go back to ethnic studies, religious studies, etc. This guy's a product of it. He's a product of the education system that says, let's pit one group against the other. Go listen to black folks, whether it's in churches or in symposiums or whatever, and they are so against white people, it's pathetic. You, as I said, you would think that white people are just waking up. When black people wake up in the morning, they come out of the house, and white people are just egging them, you know, and wrapping their houses in toilet paper and doing drive-bys or name whatever you want. You would think that to hear black folks talk about white people, I'm talking about ethnocentric black racists. You would think that white people are so infused in their lives that, you know, that you, I mean, if you follow them around, you would go, and there it is again. Oh, look at that white person. Oh, they're not doing it. If you were to follow them around legit, you will find out they have so little interaction with white folks. It's pathetic. And here's what's really interesting. When they do have interactions with white folks, it's good. It's absolutely good. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. Can I help you? Oh, you want to help me in the store, huh? No, you, I think what you want to do is help follow me around to see if I'm stealing stuff. No, I just saw you come in. I thought I might be able to help. They see everything. I'm talking about these ethnocentric races. They see everything through the prism of you are trying to destroy me. Y'all don't believe me. I'm telling you, folks, I know this firsthand. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So my brother-in-law at the time, he was married to my sister. We went to a store. We both got something. The lady responded identically. Now, I'm not paying attention. I'm just like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And it was a convenience store. And I get some chips and a Coke or whatever, and the lady, I give her the money. She gives me my money back. I give him his money. He turns away. She puts his money on the counter, and we walk out. And he goes, did you see that? And I went, see what? That racism. I was like, what racism? That lady would not put the money in my hand. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, she put my money on the counter. It was a white woman in a black convenience store in a black neighborhood. This is back when they could have them there. It wasn't really a black neighborhood. It was kind of a mixed neighborhood. But his deal for racism was she wouldn't put the money in his hand. Now, he turned away to talk to me, which is why she put the money on the counter. But that was his definition of racism. And I just remember thinking, really? I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe you. I thought it was a joke at first. And then it hit me. Nope. This is the way these black leftists are taught. Look at everything through the prism of racism. If somebody doesn't speak to you in a particular way, take it defensively. It has nothing to do with they might be having a bad day. They're treating everybody that way. No, take it personally. I can tell you from personal experience, that is a horrible way to live your life. Horrible way. I used to be that way. Not in ethnicity, in relationships. Somebody asked me a question. It was defensive. Kevin, are you going to the ball game tonight? Why am I going? Why should I be going to the ball game tonight? What's up with the ball game tonight? What are you trying to tell me about the ball game? You know, it was like, Kevin, I'm just asking. I got an extra ticket. Okay. I get it. Then I'm back to being Mr. Affable. How about you not be defensive? Anyway, I'm going to play some of this other part of this clip. We've covered ethnocentric racism and religion. Now let's look at some. Let's delve into the ignorance of this guy's comment.
And I tell American Negro, and why do they hate your guns? Because they know that your rightful place is as a slave in this country. They know that. You're the only one that doesn't realize that. And now you want to be equal to them by force. They didn't choose to elect. They didn't elect to make you an equal. You had to force them to make you an equal.
Now, I'm stopping here because the level of ignorance of this silly Negro is unbearable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This ethnocentric racist is as dumb as they come. He says, you had to force this. Well, how did you do it, Abe Lincoln? I'm just curious. Because last time I checked, 384,000 white men died fighting against 200,000 and change of their white brothers in order to free black people. Now, there were 33,000 Buffalo soldiers. Blacks who fought, by the way, there were blacks who fought for the Confederacy. But on the North, there were 33,000 black dudes who fought with those 380-something thousand white men in order to free their black brethren. And this Negro is talking about, you have to take it by force. They didn't want to give you this. You're just a slave in America, by the way. Does that ring familiar to anything you hear from the left? Black people, we got to introduce critical race theory, 1619, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, police brutality. Even though there was a black president, there are black people that are successful all around. This is not anecdotal. Black people's success isn't, let me think about, who could I point to? They're all over. Iconic names, Tiger, Oprah, LeBron, Denzel, Jay-Z, Beyonce. I could go on. I could do an entire show naming black folks who've made it in this country in ways that would blow your mind, right? And I could do an entire show on it. But this guy wants you to believe you're just a slave here. Think about the things that LeBron James says. You're just a slave here. He's making millions of dollars. He can't name, name me 20 black folks. I don't even do that. Ask LeBron James, name you 5 black people killed by cops in the epidemic of cop killings. When's the last one? There's one that just came out the other day. It's gotten so little press. You want to know why it's gotten so little press? Because people are sick of it. They know these thugs deserve to be killed. Thugs are terrorizing black neighborhoods. I'm not talking about just BLM. BLM is terrorizing the country. Thugs in black neighborhoods terrorizing the country. And this dude is talking about white people. You know what I would love to sit down with Frank James and ask? How many white people went through the south side of Chicago and shot the black kids that will die this coming weekend? How many? How many white people are responsible for the deaths of black folks shot on the west side of Chicago or in the black area of Cleveland or whatever? How many white folks are involved in those killings? How many black people have been killed by a cop in the last year, while you ignore the number of black folks killed by other blacks, and you talk about white people and black people can't coexist? We coexist every single day in millions and millions of situations, and nobody says a word. But this ethnocentric racist has the nerve to want people to believe that we need a race war that he's willing to start. And you know what the left are telling us? Telling us it's our guns. It's our guns. Here's another piece of what this clown said.
And now they're just getting more angry and more angry. The anger is building up. And nothing can happen here differently than what happened over in Europe with the Jews. I want you to believe that that's possible. I want you to delude yourself and tell yourself this punk bullshit about that could never happen here. That could never happen here. Those are famous f***ing last words. That could never happen here. Yes, the f*** it could, and it will.
Welcome back, everybody. Frank James, ethnocentric racist, trained by the Democratic Party, who says that there's going to be genocide. White people are going to get so pissed and so fed up. And they're getting angrier and angrier, and ultimately they're going to kill blacks in concentration camps the same way that the Nazis killed the Jews. So he decided, you know what, he'll do his part. He'll go to battle. Now, I don't know what America he lives in, but that's not the America I know. And it's not the America you know. But I'm glad guys like him exist. He exists as an example for leftists to know, to understand how far they can go, how far, what their mentality, their ideology does to drive people to go hunt people down like Steve Scalise. The people that got shot in the subway, the people that are terrorized all over this country by people just like Frank James that the media doesn't want you to know about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
You guys remember the, because it's not that long ago, the attack on the Asians, and it was Stop Asian Hate, and then they found out that it was nothing more than black thugs robbing Asian people, and it had nothing to do with the Wu flu and all this other stuff. It's a concoction of the Democratic Party. And it effectively put the crime against Asians on America's back, not on the backs of the people actually committing the crimes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're talking about the New York shooter, New York City subway shooter, in the context of everything that's going on. This is an ethnocentric racist created by Democrats, leftists, the media, etc., given a pass. A guy who's formed the idea that America's racist, that white people are going to attack and kill black people indiscriminately and for no reason. And he's got delusions, all created by leftist propaganda. The media owns him. Joe Biden, the Democrats, leftism, progressivism, they all own him. They don't want to admit it. They created him. They manufactured him. He is a black cyborg going out spreading the message that they have trained him to say. And no issue there. But let me tell you something. Pay attention, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If this man was a white guy who went out targeting black people on a New York subway, you better know it would be a whole other agenda we'd be talking about. Glad you guys are here. You can reach me by phone at 844-551-8255. This is the backdrop for everything leftist. Oh, of course we're going to talk about gun control. Because leftists love bringing that up when one of their people shoots somebody, because it's a good way to deflect. See, if you were really looking at this, you'd say, wait a minute, isn't this a hate crime? This dude targeted white folks. He hates anything that mixes the races. He is as foul as David Duke times a thousand. Because you know what? David Duke ain't killing people. Black leftists like him can talk about killing cracker babies or whatever, and these people say nothing. What would be the narrative if you flipped the races and this white dude was saying things, and he was a white guy, saying the crap that this black dude is saying right now? What do you think would be happening? Here's what Frank James said about Joe Biden's Black Affirmative Action SCOTUS pick.
I had no idea with that African name that she would be married to a white man. One of my subscribers brought that to my attention. Yeah. Our black sister, Supreme Court Justice, power to the people, is married to a f***ing white man. She's f***ing.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. This is the motherfucking right there. There is a white man.
Black sister.
Welcome back, everybody. The rants of a crazed leftist, born and bred and created, manufactured, however you want to call it, by leftism. Had no idea with that African name that she would be married to a white man. Susan Rice, married to a white man. Many of these so-called ethnic sisters, right, they're married to white men. And he's upset about it. See, this is a dude who votes Democrat, who wants to target white folks, who hates Republicans, you know, and conservatives, because we're the race mixers. He hates us. Why do I know he's a Democrat? Because he supports Biden and he supports the appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson as a Supreme Court justice until he finds out she's married to a white man. Then he's like, what? I can't believe it, man. She got an ethnic name. What? You think that we care? I didn't even know that Ketanji Brown Jackson was married to a white dude. Didn't know, didn't care. If that's the dude she loves, good for her. I just don't like some of the things that she did as a justice. And I don't like the way Joe Biden picked her in terms of qualification. He doesn't know. She's not the best justice out there. But he doesn't care. That's what bothers me. But what bothers this dude, and by the way, what bothers other black people is exactly what bothers him. Black leftists. Black leftists. Let me tell you this. I said this early on. I said Barack Obama picked Michelle Obama for one reason. Barack Obama was the only girl that they really associate him with was a white chick, and then he dated a Pakistani dude. Those are the only people I've ever seen that closely relate. Oh, and Reggie Love, the brother, the black dude that was his paramour. Barack Obama chose Michelle because she was a dark-skinned sister that, you know, had the ethnic look that he needed for his career to flourish. Because I'm going to tell you, if Barack Obama had... Oh, I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw an interview with Barack Obama the other day. No wedding ring on. I haven't heard of Barack and Michelle doing anything together in ages. Have you? Go look it up. He did an interview. He was asked about Russia or something, and clearly he has no wedding band on. So I'm wondering, what's up? But that's not the main point. I'm just bringing it up. The main point I'm talking about is who created this guy? When Democrats talk about how deadly we are, you know, because we're the people that go out and put nooses around gay black people's necks and pour bleach on them, remember? We're the people that go out to these different rallies and we beat people up. We chase people around. We shoot people in D.C. who dare, want to protest against a coup that occurred in the 2020 election. We kill them. Oh, but what we get accused also of beating Capitol Police with fire extinguishers and spraying mace in their faces. What else did they accuse us of that I can tell you they did or it didn't happen at all? Exactly. Nothing they say is legit. It's lies. And they should be taking complete ownership of this guy. Remember when that kid went in I think it was South Carolina, and he shot up the black church, the white kid, and they went and looked through all of his pictures. They found one place where he had a Confederate flag, and was it Dylan Roof or something like that? They found a Confederate flag, and they completely tied the guy to conservatives. And there have been other instances. I'm not going to go do the research. There have been other instances where somebody gets killed. Oh, he must have been a right-wing person. And then you find out, nope, he's a Democrat, voted Democrat in the last three elections. This is what we face. This guy is mad at America, and he doesn't even know why. Now I want you to understand this. He's not the only one. There are people out there doing heinous things to other people, vile, evil things. And their rationalization is exactly how this guy thinks. Ethnocentric racist who's killing people, who's willing to kill people because of their color. You think that the Democrats are going to own this? You think you're going to hear the media tell the truth about this narrative? You think they're going to get introspective and ask themselves, you know what? Maybe we have gone too far. Maybe we are pushing people in this direction. Maybe we are creating this nation of thugs and people that believe they need to be vigilantes against what? This is amazing. There was a postal worker that got attacked in Santa Monica. I don't know if it's enough to do a segment on, but he was attacked in Santa Monica by a crazy person. This guy gets in and out of jail, and he attacks postal anybody. Carries a golf club around so he can hit people for no reason. I dare you. Go look up the stories of just blacks attacking whites indiscriminately. At a park, white people sitting there. Black kids attack them. Why are you attacking them? Because you white? Remember the kid that in Chicago that they beat up? Put it on a video. These kids beat up. Why? Because he's white. That's it. No other reason. People are thugs. They're no worse than the people who were oppressing black folks back in the turn of the 20th century. Looking at somebody at the color of their skin and saying, oh, I'm going to get you. Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, it is time we do something. We got to fight back. That's why I'm doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. That's why we do the things that we do to raise awareness.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.